It's 2004, I guess they said, since I have been here, and that seems like an awful long time. If you'll notice, my hair's changed just a little bit of colors. It's got this white stuff coming in it, and I haven't even been painting. Can you imagine that? And it just seems to get there a little quicker all the time. We're looking forward, just been looking forward to being here with Brother and Sister Kegley and the folks here. I told Brother Andrew and Sister Tiffany as we come up and was looking at the beautiful place here that the church has got, and I told my wife sitting there, I said, well, this is the best, the most beautiful place that you could ever put a church right here. This is a beautiful place right here. Can't hardly beat it. And we're glad to be in the house of the Lord. Thank you for your offering. May God bless you. Now, you think 6 years in Oklahoma, you know, out there in what they call the Bible Belt. I don't know if that's necessarily true or not. But anyway, I sort of think the Bible Belt centers around Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana myself. But you'd think it would, wouldn't you? Amen. You'd think I'd learn to preach by now, but guess what? I still ain't learned a thing. Hallelujah. You'll still have to help me if I do anything. God's going to have to help me tonight. Because I learned a long time ago, unless He comes by, all of our efforts are not going to be worth much, is it? But if God gets in the situation, things can change really quick, can't they? Amen. You know, if we get up here and we sing and we shout in the microphones and we preach our 3 points and poems and the Holy Ghost don't move, then we've really not accomplished nothing at all tonight, have we? But if you know if one of us can just get up and say, glory to God, and the power of God fall in this place, it'd be worth it in a little while, wouldn't it? Amen. I said it'd be worth it in just a little while if the power of God comes by, won't it? If we can get heaven to come down and just kiss earth right here tonight, wouldn't that be great if we could get God to kiss earth tonight and we'd be right in the middle of the kiss? Hallelujah. Maybe if we just got in just a little bit and raised our hands and magnified God just a little bit, we'd be surprised what God would do, wouldn't we? You see, I still believe that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world, don't you? And I believe that He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So I know God's able, don't you? I said, I know God's able to move for us tonight. No matter what you might need, no matter what you might be going through, there's a God in heaven that knows our needs even before we ask. There's a God in heaven that says, behold, my hand's not shortened that I cannot reach, and neither is my ear heavy that I cannot hear. I want you to know right here tonight, heaven is waiting to hear from us.
We'll just let go and let God tonight have His way. Praise God. Come sing, Sister Alexander.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm going to give you, you know, sometimes they have those little warnings, you know, after a commercial, and they tell you the interest rate and everything, and they give you that few seconds to change your mind. My wife wants me to help her sing tonight. So if you want your offering back, you got 5 seconds. It's over. Hallelujah. It's over. All right. Amen. I guess what I'm singing in Jesus.
Oh, Lord, as I wander.
Oh, Lord, as I wander.
On earth here below.
On earth here below.
My heart is so heavy.
My heart is so heavy.
Wherever I go.
Wherever I go. I meet with disaster.
That troubles my soul.
That troubles my soul.
But then I'm bound for that city.
I'm bound for that city.
A beauty so rare.
A beauty so rare.
To live with my Savior.
To live with my Savior.
Eternally there.
Eternally there.
No more disappointments.
No more disappointments.
Will burden my soul.
Will burden my soul
through troubles and trials.
Through troubles and
living.
I see others living
in manners so fine.
In manners so fine.
Their worldly possessions much greater than mine.
Much greater than mine.
I'm tempted to envy. Treasures they hold. But then I remember. I have the one gold. I'm bound for that city. A beauty so rare.
Will burden my soul
through troubles and trials.
I have but one goal.
I'm filled with ambitions
that worries my mind.
I've dreamed of successes
that I'll never find.
And I'm haunted by failure. That troubles my soul. But then I remember.
I'm filled with ambitions
that worries my mind.
I've dreamed of successes
that I'll never find and I'm haunted by failures
that troubles my soul
And then I remember
I have the one goal.
I'm bound for that city. A beauty so rare.
Will burden my soul
through troubles and trials.
Could
you raise your hands and worship the Lord tonight?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, he's good to us tonight, isn't he? Amen.
I love the Lord, and I'm thankful to be saved and for everything He's done for me. And, you know, I was thinking, my dad has been diagnosed with cancer, and it doesn't look like they're going to be able to do anything for him. So it's just going to be a matter of time. But, you know, no matter what happens here, there's a better place to go. And I'm so thankful that we have that hope in Him. And, when you think of it, just pray for him.
Hallelujah. Well, it's good again to be at Chapel Oak Ridge tonight. Good to see all of our friends. Amen. Been a while since I've seen some of them. Amen. And My wife keeps up with folks. I'm not near as good about it as she is. Amen. She gets on Facebook. If you're against it, that's all right. I understand that. Some people against about everything. So, hallelujah. You're against it, that's okay. I sort of like my wife to keep up with the friends. Why don't you, Brother J.R.? I'm not very computer literate. Hallelujah. I can turn one on, Brother Hensley. Hallelujah. I can turn one on. Book of Acts tonight, chapter number 3. Book of Acts, chapter number 3. It's great to have Aunt Brother Andrew with us. Flaming evangelist. Man. His wife is just waiting for what I'm going to say next. Hallelujah. I had them come out and preach me a revival while I was in Oklahoma City. They just did wonderful. And y'all probably know a lot of their family, just to be honest with you. If you can say the word lamb, hallelujah, that's part of their family. Praise God. And then you say the word carpenter. And that's worse too. Is that what it, she's brother Lester's granddaughter, Brother Lester Carpenter's granddaughter from down in London. Just wonderful people. And then if you say, you know, if you really trace it back, you can say out of the family tree there, Brother Jimmy Jewell. Anybody know Brother Jimmy Jewell? Amen. That's Brother Andrew's great uncle. Amen. Great man of God. Preached one of the greatest sermons ever heard in my life. Brother Jimmy Jewell did. Preached on When Heaven Goes Silent. Masterpiece. Praise God. Acts 3, verse number 19 tonight. Acts 3, verse number 19. Praise God. I'm not a long-winded preacher. I'm not a long-winded preacher. Amen. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshings shall come from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. When times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, everybody's got an opinion nowadays on what's wrong with the church. All you gotta be is around a bunch of preachers for just a little while, and they'll tell you what they think's wrong with the church. Amen. And you're in many camp meetings, and they're going to preach to you what they think's wrong with the church. And there's vast things that maybe they might come up with, and some of them may be very true. They just might be very true. You can go and you can start right through the list, and you can go to compromise, and they'll say that's what's wrong with the church today, and I understand that. I really do. I really do. They can tell a lot of things that's happened, amen, across the ages of time, but I just sort of feel like, amen, that there's something that's got to do with the Holy Ghost and God. If there's anything wrong with the church, amen, it's got nothing to do with the power of God, does it? It's got nothing to do with the Holy Ghost now, does it? It's got nothing to do with them. So we must realize that maybe it might be on our part. You reckon it might be there on our part? Hallelujah. But I will talk to you just a little while tonight about the silent killer. The silent killer, just a little while. Now, I'm going to get to the times of refreshing, because that's where I want to end up at. That's where I want to end up with. And I need to get there. I need to get there. But oftentimes in God's plan for our lives, repentance is required before refreshing. Amen. Now, that's right. Repentance is required before we feel good about ourselves again. Hallelujah. You know, it's easy to just burn over your conscience and sear it with a hot iron, isn't it? It's easy just to look the other way and not realize that your life has grown cold and dormant in the Lord. It's easy to do that. And it's easy to blame everybody else because
because you know tonight the singer's never sung long enough. Amen. The guitar player's never played loud enough. Amen. Sister Tiffany didn't sing near as loud as she should have. Amen. We could come up with a lot of reasons why we never got in, but none of them's going to hold water in the sight of God, will they? None of them's going to hold water in the sight of God. We realize real quick that if we're going to get any help tonight, though, it's going to come from heaven, don't we? So let's get rid of the excuses tonight, and let's get rid of what's in our mind about what's wrong with the church. And I want to preach to you just a little while. Amen. Maybe some of us need an old-time repentance of saying, God, I'm sorry for not doing like I've needed to do. Amen. It's not always the sin of commission that's going to get us, but it's a lot of times the sin of omission that's going to get us when it comes to the power of God. Amen. I've heard tell of times where men and women would spend hours in prayer, and they would sing that song, A Sweet Hour of Prayer, but now that same song, sweet 5 minutes of prayer time. Amen. And we wonder where the power of God's went,
right,
don't we?
Amen.
Not going to preach about that. Amen. Not going to preach about that. I'm just laying a little foundation. You know, I've been in Oklahoma for 6 years. And Brother Elmer, this has been the toughest one of those 6 years. The toughest one. Long about May, late May, it started to get up in the 90s out in Oklahoma. Got to be up in the 90s out there. And then about June, the hundreds set in out there. And this year we broke all records in Oklahoma City. 60 days of over 100 degrees. Amen. That's right. I'm not used to that. I'm from Richmond, Kentucky. I'm not used to that. You know what I mean? I'm not used to that kind of heat. And I want to talk to you just a little while tonight on the silent killer. Because you see, this year I went out early, just like I always did. And out there, they plant a little bit earlier than they do back here. And out there, and I'm going to lay a little foundation here. Out there, we always plant right around the 15th of April. We put our tomato plants out. We got everything out. That's early for here, ain't it? Amen. But we plant everything about the 15th of April. Amen. That's when we get it out. This year I plowed up my garden, and man, I went and got the standard tomato plants, the early girls, and the better boys, and the big boys, just standard tomato plants. Always done me good before. They've always done me good. And I planted my onions in nice straight rows. I mean, I really did it up this year. I put strings out there to make sure that's good and straight. I did it right. I mean, I have my garden just looking so, and long about, you know, June got there, and, you know, I knew in Oklahoma it's always going to get over 100 a few days. But, you know, usually you can water your way through it.
Yeah.
You can water your way through it. So at the beginning of the year, that heat began to rise, and I mean it was a sweltering heat. It began to rise, and all at once the heavens just shut up the rain.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't raining at all. It wasn't raining at all. I'm talking to you tonight about a spiritual silent killer. Amen. A spiritual silent killer. And you know, it went a few days, and I would get out there and I'd turn on the water, and I'd water that garden, and then I would go out and I'd water it the next day, and the heat would just come back out the next day, and it would get hot, and just about by midday it was already over 100. And all day long, I'd get home at 5 o'clock or so, and I'd turn back on the sprinklers again, water it all again, man. I kept that garden watered good, but the heat just kept coming.
Yeah.
And the heat just kept coming.
Yeah.
And at night, I'm talking to you about something. At night, it would only drop down to about 92 degrees. So at night, it was about 90 degrees, and
And during the day, it'd get up to about 112. And there was my better boys. And there was my early girls. And there was my big boys growing. I kept them watered enough that they got real green. They got green. The plants were just as pretty as any plants I've ever seen. I thought, well, I'm keeping up with it. Even though it's hot, I'm keeping up with it. And the blooms began to pop out all over those plants. I'm going to win. I'm going to get me some tomatoes. I'm going to get them this year. They're going to do great. They're going to do great. Blooms everywhere. Blooms everywhere. Went out the next week. You know, by the time, few weeks later, you know, you expect those blooms to start producing. And I would go out. Brother Hensley, there would not be one tomato on the vine. Not one. I'd go out again. I'd keep it watered. I'd go out. Most beautiful plants that you've ever seen. They're just pretty and green. But they wouldn't bear no fruit. Even though they was green. Are you listening to me? Even though they was green, they was dead while they was yet alive. They wasn't going to produce nothing. Help me preach to you just a little while. I said they wasn't going to produce. I'm feeling the Lord speaking to me right now. Some of you been in a drought. Some of you felt that severe heat of temptation come your way. And it's come down your road. And day after day that pressure's got there. Night after night, that sweltering heat of temptations come by your way. Day after day after day, you passed it off, and you've watered it, and you've tried to take care of it. I'm not going to yield to it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going there. I'm not talking to him. I'm not talking to her. I'm not going to allow that in my mind. I'm not going to allow that in my home. But day after day after day after day, that sweltering heat of temptation came by your way until finally you realized no longer was you shouting the victory at the house of God. No longer was you throwing your hands in the air and saying, praise the Lord. No longer was you feeling the glory bumps running up and down your soul. No longer was you feeling the power of God when the song would begin to sing and the preacher would begin to preach. It's gone. What's happening? You look just like you always did. You're walking just like you always did. But you are in a spiritual drought. The silent killer. I want to say this. Amen. I'll tell you what's killing our churches. It's not the internet. Amen. I'll tell you what's killing our churches. It's not the television set. I'll tell you what's killing our churches. Amen. It's not the way we're dressing, or not the way we're looking, or not the places we're going. What's killing our churches? And the reason that we go months without seeing somebody come to the altar and get saved. The reason we go months without somebody getting filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The reason we go months, some of us, without raising our hands and feeling a tear run down our eyes. The reason that is, are we in the middle of a spiritual drought. There's no water, and the burning heat of temptation is coming our way, and we're being overwhelmed by the day after day bombardment of that spiritual drought. How long's it been since you just let God have His way in your life? How long's it been since the glory of the Lord swept over your soul? How long's it been since you raised your hands and you felt God just come by your way? I want you to know right now, there's a silent killer that's invaded our churches. Amen. Amen. We've got it in the holiness church now where we can go weeks and not run the aisles and nobody think. We can go much without somebody dancing across the floor and nobody say nothing about it. Amen. We can go sometimes month after month and never pick up bobby pins where some saintly sister
has shouted her hair down in the front of the house of God. Amen. How long has it been? Amen. Since you heard that sanctified holler. Amen. In the back of the church. As one of the glorious old sisters would begin to feel the power of God. And it so overwhelmed them that they couldn't say anything but whoop! A hallelujah! A glory to God! A praise the Lord! What is it? We're in the middle of a spiritual drought. Amen. Yeah, the plants are growing. Yeah, we're going through the motions. But some of you know. Some of you know there ain't no fruit on your vine. There ain't no fruit on your vine. I'm talking to somebody right now. I said there ain't no fruit on your vine. Amen. You keep going out, but deep down inside you know it's been forever since you've got a spiritual drink. It's been forever since the power of God's overshadowed you. It's been forever since you just felt like letting go and letting God have control. No, it's not the type of services that you've been having. No, it's not the preacher that's been preaching. No, it's not the singers that's been singing. It's that drought you're in. It's that drought you're in. What you need to do is get refreshed. What you need to get is get something from the Lord again. You don't need to fall back into the same old rut that you've always been in. What you need to do is get a good drink from the power of Almighty God. I'll tell you what Chapel Oak Ridge needs, and what Landmark Holiness Tabernacle needed, and what everybody else needs. We need the power of the Holy Ghost to sweep in our churches one more time for saints of God to begin to realize it's all in Jesus. My sweet Jesus. All in Jesus. Give Him the praise. It's time we raise our hands again. It's time we raise our voice again. It's time we begin to magnify the name of the Lord one more time.
Amen. Amen. You see, the Bible does not say a time of refreshing. It does not say a time of refreshing. Because, brother, that would limit it to one single event. Amen. It does not say a time, but it says times of refreshing. Why do you think we're going to need times of refreshing? I talked to my wife last night. Amen. I'm just going to preach a few more minutes. Stay with me. I want to try to help you. Because there's some people sitting in this sanctuary tonight that you're right in the middle of a drought. And you need to get out of it. Because your soul's being based on it. Last night, we are, just to be honest with you. Just to be honest with you, Brother Kegley. The Lord spoke to me back in January, early February, and He told me that He was getting ready to change me. I didn't need to be changed in my book. You ever felt like that? Amen. Brother Hensley, I didn't feel like I needed any change. You know, I'm not a, you can never accuse me of being a lazy preacher because I love to work. Amen. And I had a good job. I had a good job, Brother Kegley. I mean a good job. I'm not a lazy preacher. I had a good job. Man. And a good church that was growing. Brother Andrew had just come and held us great revival. Power of God falling. We had just had a kids' crusade. Get this, a kids' crusade. And we probably had 15 new adults come in at kids' crusade and start praying in the altars at a kids' crusade. We was having a move of God. I mean, we was having a move of God. God spoke to me. God spoke to me and said, I'm getting ready to change you. I thought, God, what are you doing to me? I've built this thing up. You helped me build this thing up from nothing. I started with just my family. God, you helped me build this thing up from nothing. You're going to change me. And God began to deal with me. And Brother Shannon McDonald come by and preached for me and just told me it's not time yet to leave. It's not time yet to leave. And he didn't know I was going through anything, but God did. He said, it's not time yet. It's not time. Don't move yet. But I kept feeling that pull. And some months later,
some months later, I understood what was getting ready to happen. God was getting ready to change us. God was getting ready to bring me out of Oklahoma and bring me back in this area here, right here where I'm at. Amen. Hallelujah. And I didn't understand it until we got the call that day that said my father-in-law had cancer. And he had cancer in the liver. Amen. He's got cancer in the liver. He's not long for this world if God don't give us a miracle. Just to be honest with you, one of the greatest Bible teachers you ever meet in your life taught at Spalding Road for years and years and years. Amen. Hallelujah. But when my wife found out that her daddy was dying, and I was telling her, honey, I'm quitting my job. That'll shake you up. Honey, I'm leaving my church. That'll shake you up. Honey, your dad's dying. That'll shake you up. Honey, I don't know where we're going. God just said go. That'll shake you up. And that night she come to the altar. Power of God began to fall. I want to talk to you here. She come to the altar that night. Power of God began to fall. Holy Ghost began to speak. And God said, I'll be with you. Spoke to her directly. Said, I'll be with you. I'm not going to leave you. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, I'm going to be there for you. And I'm going to make you out. I'm going to bring you out of it. Amen. I'm going to bring you out of it. And last night we was laying in the bed and we were both feeling pretty low. And I looked at her. I looked at her and I said, you remember what the Holy Ghost said now, don't you? And she said, yeah, I understand now. We didn't understand what it meant when it talked about the enemy coming in. But we understood now. Amen. I want you to know right now, you might not understand why you went through what you went through. You might not understand why you're going through what you're going through right now. You might not understand why you've cried yourself to sleep time and again. You've worried yourself until you can't hardly hold your head up anymore. You've asked God and you've asked God. Amen. I want you to know right now is not the time to give up. But God's getting ready to send you a time of refreshing. There's going to be a time that the Holy Ghost is going to reach down and raise you up from where you're at and bring you out of the place that you're in. You say, Brother J.R., how do I know it? Because he said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you, but I'll go with you even to the end. I want you to know tonight, you're facing it. You're in a drought. You can almost feel, amen, that silent killer. Amen, you don't have no joy no more. I'm talking to you. You don't have no power of God anymore. I'm talking to you. You don't even feel good about yourself. When you raise your hands, you don't feel worthy. When you begin to try to get in, you feel condemned because you don't feel like you're worthy. Wait a minute. I said, wait a minute. There's times of refreshing. Getting ready to come your way. Heads bowed, eyes closed, nobody looking around. You're slow, you can't hardly make it. I said, you're slow, you can't hardly make it. Overwhelmed you. Amen. You're about ready to step into the realm of the dead. But God say, not yet. I've got plans for you. I've got plans for you. Sister, if you'll come to the music, please. Amen. I've got plans for you. You're not going down. The devil's told you. You're not going to make it. The devil told you it's over. You don't even feel saved most of the time. You feel like you're at the bottom of the barrel and nobody even knows that you're there. And you're just going through the motions time and again and time and again. But heaven says, not tonight. You're coming out of it. I'm sending you help. Not tonight. I'm bringing you out of this place you've been in. I'm going to pull you out. You don't think that you're able, but I'm going to bring you out of it tonight. There's better days. Amen. I said there's better days. God's getting ready to refresh your soul right here at this altar. Church, raise your hands and ask God to help us right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to right now, my heads are bowed and eyes are closed and you're here. You're here. You're here. I know you are, sister. If you begin to play softly, please. Amen. I feel like it's time to have an altar call right now in this service. It's time for you to step out. God's got something for you. God's got something for you tonight. You're coming out of it. Amen. My heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Nobody's looking around. I wonder if you just lift up your hand and say, Brother J.R., I need help tonight. I need God to help me. Would you step up your hand right now? Come on. Come on, God's trying to help you. Thank you for that hand. Will there be another one come up tonight? God's trying to help you. He's reaching for you tonight. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, you're going to come out of it. You say, Brother J.R., I've tried before and couldn't make it. I said, you're coming out of it. I said, you're coming out of it tonight in the name of Jesus. I'm standing against the gates of hell tonight and telling you God's going to come to you if you'll step out and you'll head down to this altar right now. God's going to meet you here. I said God's going to meet you right here. Come on, come on. You need to step out. Come on, come on. That's it, sister. Come on, that's it right there. Great God in heaven, the Lord, you're helping this young lady. Amen, 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 amen. Why don't you let Him pick you up tonight? Why don't you let Him put His arms around you? Come on out. Come on out. It's been too long. It's been too long since you've got what you needed from the Lord. And there's folks in this altar praying tonight. Amen. I want you to know right now God's a calling you. The Lord's a calling you. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's stand all over the building. Hallelujah. 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 Why don't you come and let the Lord help you tonight? Why don't you come and let the Lord help you tonight? Amen. Why don't you come and let the Lord help you tonight? Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Why don't you let Him help you? Why don't you let Him help you?
Just one life to live on earth, and it's swiftly passing by. From the moment of your birth till your time has come to die, God has given you a choice to decide your destiny in the million years. Where will you? Where will you be a million years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be singing while the ages roll throughout eternity? This question, where will you be? In the Bible we are told of a day that soon will come, when the people of the earth will be gathered around throne. When you stand before the King, for all the world to see, will He say, well done? Where will you be? Where will you be? A million years from now, will you be happy? You be singing while the ages roll throughout eternity. I ask this question, will you be just one life to live on earth, and it's swiftly passing by? From the moment of your birth till your time has come to die, God has given you a choice to decide your destiny. In the million years, where will you be? Who will you be a million years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be sad? While the ages roll throughout eternity, I ask this question, where will you be? In the Bible we are told of a day that soon will come, when the people of the earth will be gathered around the throne. When you stand before the King for all the world to see, will He say, well done? Where will you be a million years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be singing while the ages roll throughout eternity? This question, where will you be? Getting ready to leave this world, getting ready for the gates of earth. Watching both day and night, I'm getting ready to leave this world. Now to prepare a mansion, Jesus said I'll go. If it were untrue, would I have told you so? If just a little while of life get me alone, and I'm getting ready to leave this world. Getting ready to leave this world. Getting ready for the gates of pearl. Keeping my record it right. Watching both day and night, I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm trusting, fully trusting in His saving grace. Many of the trials by His blood can face. Surely up in heaven I will find a place. I'm getting ready just to leave this world. Getting ready to leave this world. Getting ready for the gates of pearl. Keeping my record right. Watching both day and night. I'm getting ready to leave this world. Now to prepare that mansion Jesus said I'll go. If it were true, would have told you so. Just a little while longer here below. I'm getting ready to leave this world. Getting ready just to leave this world. Getting ready for the gates of pearl. Keeping my record right. Watching both day and night. I'm getting ready to leave this world. Trusting, fully trusting in His saving grace. Many earthly trials by His blood can face. Surely up in heaven I will find a place. I'm getting ready just to leave this world. Getting ready just to leave this world. Getting ready for the gates of pearl. Keeping my record right. Watching both day and night. I'm getting ready just to leave this world. Now to prepare that mansion Jesus said I'll go. If it were true, would have told you so. It's just a little while of linger here below. Oh, I'm getting ready just to leave this world. I'm getting ready just to leave this world. I'm getting ready for the gates of pearl. Keep it my record right. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory to God. I'm getting ready just to leave this world. I'm getting ready for the gates of pearl. Keeping my record right. Watching both day and night. I'm getting ready just to leave this world. I'm trusting, fully trusting in His saving grace. Many earthly trials by His blood can face. Surely up in heaven I will find a place. I'm getting ready just to leave this world. Getting ready just to leave this world. Getting ready for the gates of pearl. Keeping my record right, watching both day and night. I'm getting ready just to leave this world. Woo! Hallelujah! My, my, my! Yeah! Yes! Woo! Yeah! If you prepare that mansion, Jesus said, I will go. And if it were untrue, I would have told you so. It's just a little while longer here below. Oh, I'm getting ready just to leave this world. Getting ready just to leave this world. Getting ready for the gates of hell. Keeping my record right, watching both day and night. I'm getting ready just to leave this world.
trusting, fully trusting in His saving grace. Many earthly trials by His blood can face. Surely up in heaven I will find me a place. I'm getting ready just to leave this world. Getting ready just to leave this world. Getting ready. Woo! I'm keeping my record right, watching both day and night. I'm getting ready just to leave this world. Woo! Ah, yes. Praise Him. Praise Him. Woo! Yeah. Well, to prepare that mansion, Jesus said, I'll go. And if it were all true, I would have told you so. In just a little while, like here below. And I'm getting ready just to leave this world. Getting ready just to leave this world. Getting ready for gates of pearl. Keeping my record right, watching both day and night. I'm getting ready just to leave this world. Getting ready for the gates of pearl. Keeping my record right, watching both day and night. I'm getting ready just to leave this world. Oh, yeah. Amen. Now you can use to judge a man by them clothes that he wears. Or that car he's riding in. You can usually tell if he's doing quite well by that house he's living in. But I am here to say it does happen that way with everybody that I know. Oh, I just got acquainted with some poor rich folk a little while ago, and I'm a poor rich man. Oh, I'm a poor, poor rich man. Can't you see it really happened to me? Oh, I'm a millionaire. I know that I'm poor, but I've got a lot more than many rich folks that I know. In the sky that money did not buy, and I'm a poor, poor rich man. Now when a man is rich in this world's goods, he's usually got a lot of friends, and they all try just to live so high when they know it is a sin. But even if I could, I don't believe that I would want the riches of this old world. When my time comes to go, I'll be glad to know I'm a poor, poor rich man. Oh, I'm a poor rich man. Oh, I'm a poor, poor rich man. But can't you see it really happened to me? I'm a millionaire. I know that I am poor, but I got a lot more than many rich folks that I know. I've got a home up in the sky that money did not buy, and I'm a poor, poor rich man.
Now you can usually judge a man by the that he wears or the car he's riding in. And you can usually tell if he's doing quite well by that house he's living in. But I am here to say it doesn't happen that way with everybody that I know. Before I just got acquainted with some poor rich folks a little while ago. Oh, I'm a poor, poor rich man. Oh, I'm a poor, poor rich man. But can't you see it really happened to me? Oh, I'm a millionaire. I know that I am poor, but I've got a lot more than many rich folk that I know. I've got a home up in the sky that money did not buy. And I'm a poor, poor rich man.
Amen.